que
many
that person, that one who takes his body, which is composed of bile, mucus, air, one who takes his body to be the self, that such a person is no better than an ass or some kind of very ignorant animal. And also, not only one who takes the body to be the self, but also one who takes the byproducts of the body, the family members, etc., that they also, that they are similarly ignorant and no better than an ass. What's the third line? And similarly, one may even go to a holy place of pilgrimage, and they go there, but rather than going to hear from the saintly person, they take bath, and they go to the different holy places where pastimes have gone, they pay their obeisances and they leave. But they may go to these places, and right there may be a sadhu, and the sadhu is giving such nice harikatha. But they do not even go to hear that harikatha. But they think that the main purpose of going to the holy place is to go and see the place and to go and take bath. So such persons, they're considered to be ignorant, like an ass, no better than an ass. And even somebody may come in contact with such sadhus, and they may hear harikatha, but they may not take the teachings to heart. So that is even worse. So this killing, what's the fourth line? So this teaching is showing that Balaram's question is there. So what is the significance of Balaram killing this Dhenukasura and his friend? That Balaram, he killed Dhenukasura because Balaram, he's the original guru. He's a kind of guru sattva. He represents the full manifestation of Guru Tattva. So the conditioned soul in the material world is full of ignorance. We always say, Om Agyana Timaranda Seya Ganandana Shalakaya, that we are born in the darkness of ignorance. But by the mercy of Guru, then he removes this ignorance. So Balaram, he has his plow. And with this plow, he's plowing the heart of the conditioned soul, and he's removing the anathas. So Balaram killing Dhenukasura representing that the guru, he's removing the anathas from the conditioned soul. But as Maharaj has mentioned, but first one has to do saranagati, that one has to surrender. Because if one does not surrender one's heart, then how can the guru perform the operation? So, and who is guru? So then that's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat gurum papadyeta gigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parishanishtatam brahmani upasamatrayam. That if one wants to become free from ignorance and one wants to have happiness, tasmat gurum papadyeta, then one must approach the guru and one must surrender. One must do charanagati. Means that one must accept what is favorable for devotional service. Whatever is not favorable, then one should reject that. One should accept guru and the Lord as one's protector. That one is being protected at all times by one's gurudev. And that one is being maintained by one's guru. That one does not have to independently make any endeavor, but our real endeavor should be how we can make progress in the path of bhakti, how we can actually perform sadhana bhakti with the goal of achieving bhava bhakti. And humility and surrender. So one who surrenders to guru like this, then guru, he takes the plow. And what is the plow? The plow is his harikatha. And with his harikatha, then it's explained that Krishna, in the form of sound vibration, he enters into the heart, and then he removes the dirt from the heart, anathas, all aparaj, and then one can actually be qualified to really hear harikatha, which is the sweet flute sound of coming from Krishna's mouth.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging. Thank you. They think that all three donkeys are my wife. and they try to follow. And all see Dante, what they do? Oh, very honor by their hand left on their mouth. But even he follows them. Not he is following Krishna. And yet they are giving two hand left on his mouth, but yet running hong hong doing. You know? So these are Dante. Also, we can give so many good things on his back, and we will take them to Mount Hill, taking sugar, tea, rice, so many things, beautiful things, but he cannot taste anything. He will taste only grass. He cannot taste anything. So in this world, those who are always following all these things like this, and taking so much burden on their shoulders and head, they are like all dainty, those who are not chanting and remembering and serving. There are so many reasons. So, if you will take shelter of Gurudev, then Gurudev, Baldev Prabhu will give transcendental power and he will kick and he will do like that and he will kill the devil. You are not so much powerful to kill that devil. So this. In this way, Krishna killed all the demons. Even he killed Kamsa, Charu, Mosti, Kubalyapi, he controlled Kali, Nar, Adhas, Bakas. Can you tell briefly Brahma Mohan Lila? Brahma, he saw that Krishna killed Adhasur, going in his stomach by mouth, and he became so hot, and he was there,
burning,
chopped his everything, and he died. His soul came from here, and it mixed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma was in his sky and he saw that. Oh, Krishna is playing so many pastimes. He is supreme personality of Krishna. I want to see some more sweet pastimes. In the meantime, Krishna saw that I should fulfill the desire of Brahma. I will have to fulfill the desire of all the cows. I will have to fulfill the desire of my all friends, all mothers in Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, they wanted that, oh, I want that Krishna should be my shepherd. All cows, they wanted that Krishna should be our cow. All the little girls, they wanted that Krishna should be our husband. All the boys wanted to play with Krishna. So at a time, Krishna at that time called Yogmaya. And he went in the mind of Brahma. And he was controlling the intelligence of Brahma. That he thought that, oh, I should stole away the cows and cowherd boy of Krishna. And then I will see what Krishna is doing. Not testing that Krishna was, Brahma was testing Krishna, another strong thing. He wanted to see only the pastimes of Krishna. But stalling and all other things, it was managed by Yoga. Then he took away all these things. And at a moment, Krishna became thousands and lakhs. Cowherd boy and all the cows. He became their nature, their also kambali. Kambali means their clothes, teeth, their stick and everything. Also, he took their own sound.
Oh, yes.
was nature, everything. He became like eyes they were. And Krishna displayed for a year. Toto wanted to marry Krishna. Krishna gave a very good opportunity. At this year, Krishna was all the cowherd boy. So, Gangachar told, declared that all folks should marry their girls being a year. Then they will be very fortunate. And they will be lucky so much. Their husband will not
die.
He will be controlled by these girls. And they will be very fortunate. So all married this year to anyone. But to with him, all were Krishna. So all were married. But at this year, Srimati Radhika was not married. By Lord Maya told that this year Radhika should not be married. So she was not married. But she was married to Abhimanyu. But who was Abhimanyu? His only was the manifestation of Krishna. And so she was with Abhimanyu, but no link and nothing with all the serving and with Krishna. So by Sri Krishna fulfilled all desires. He became the son of all the gopis. They used to love him so much, more than their sons. Baldev Prabhu was not aware of this fact. When it was only 2 or 3 days to complete one year, he saw that, oh, so many cows. They were grazing in Govardhan field. And Krishna, with cowherd boys and cows, he was in Madhuban, very near to Govardhan. And all the cows left their new children, new cows, and they began to run towards older men who were with Krishna, or the cowherd person. Very powerful. They wanted to stop the cow. Cows, what doing? Taking their cow round, upside, and galloping. They wanted to beat them by their lashes. But they couldn't. They become very angry. Today, we'll give a lesson to these all my our boys and Krishna also. Why he played on flute? So they became so angry. They could not check the cow. So they were running also, suffering their cows, and very angry mood. They will go and chastise them. They will have slaps to their cows. But cows, oh, they were so in lovely ways that they wanted to stop
licking.
As if they will take them in their heart. And waiting, then humba, 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 you know, all the cows. And when all the cows came to their sons, all they saw Krishna and sons there, and they forgot their anger everything, and they were weeping and they were kissing and they were taking them on. Why? Cows ran after their old self, cow, and forget their new one. This is against nature. Cow will love their new born child. Not older son, but they are doing so. And also he saw that when Krishna used to go with all cowherd boy in Braja, he saw that all the mothers, they are, at first they used to love Krishna more than their sons, but now equal love and affection for their child and their Krishna both. They used to take Krishna first, their children, and then to love and to keep them. Five. Understand what I'm saying?
The in Vrindavan.
What Baldev thinking?
Baldev was thinking that previously all of the gopis and gopis, they loved Krishna more than their own children. But now something strange had happened, that they were loving their own children and loving Krishna equally. So he wondered, what is the cause for this?
What was cause? You know? But because that Krishna and their sons were same Krishna.
So how they wondered?
How it became? He came to Krishna and asked, I cannot understand whose Maya is here? Of a ghost or any god?
Any god is?
Any god or anyone? And he saw in song, who are they? Oh, all are Krishna. Then he smiled and told to Krishna, oh, Bhaiya Krishna, Kanhaiya, you are not satisfied with the milk of your mother, breast of your mother. Oh, that is why you have made all your mother, all breast, woman. And even not satisfied, then you have become all the god. But you are not satisfied. All I am saying that all the girls of Vrindavan, all are married to you. You are. Why you did so? Then Krishna began to smile. Why did? Can fulfill all devotees. So this Brahma pastime, very sweet and very
significant.
So how Krishna maintains and supports and loves all the devotees? He can become, if he wants that, I want to serve, oh Krishna, like my son. Nand Maharaj and Yashoda wanted, he became son. Devaki and Vasudev, they wanted what? That he should our son. But they don't requested Krishna that I will want to love you like son. So Krishna became their son, but they could not. Devaki could not give. Vasudeva could not love. When he saw you to talk Krishna, all folding hands, all you are bald head. But Nanda Yashoda, never. Nanda Baba, you should tell that, oh, bring my suit. And Krishna dancing and kicking his toes on his head. Oh. So, the love of Nanda and Yashoda was like time more than
Devaki was to them.
They have never come. So, if he will like that Krishna should be our son, he will be your son. If he wants to serve Krishna like friend, oh, he will make you friend. If he wants to serve Krishna like gopis, oh, then you should take shelter on in high class of devotees. He will initiate your Gopal mantra and come back to you. And by this, you can love high class of mantra. Oh Krishna, I bless you. These are process. When Krishna was called by Akrur, go and bring Krishna and Baldev here. By any tree. There in Braj we cannot kill. So I want to kill. So when you will bring him in my counter, then all child worship comes and all this together will be killed. They kept Kubalya building on the head and very devils were there on the back and demanded to kill. But Krishna killed them very easily. And when he was in arena, then Murtik and Charu, oh, dragged Krishna and Bhagavad, that is your soul, rest of the time. Krishna told very humbly that he is dead, ignorant child, very teeny is there, and you are like mountain, so big and so tall. anyone can come who are him.
Equal.
In age and
human.
All that of them. Oh, you have killed Akasur, Pakasur, Putana, and all. You are not an ordinary child. And come on, and they trapped and become very happy and they left them. They were dragging Krishna, and Krishna was dragging them with tails like this, with like this. They wanted to kill Krishna, and Krishna not killing them, but he was helping. Today he was testing his rush. What rush?
Chivalry.
But what became? They wanted to kill Krishna. In the meantime, the wife of Yadav, seeing his rest, they saw Krishna. So beautiful. Krishna became of 12 kinds there. All those who were there, father and mother, father and very ignorant boy. And conspiracy, all dead. What is Lord?
Mandanam
Asi. All the Charan Mustik, they thought, oh, he's like Bhagira. And all the ladies there, of Gopi minded there, of Jada, oh, he's like calm day. Very beautiful, attractive. And Nand Baba and Jasoda and Nand Baba and all Gopis were there. They saw that, oh, my son. Covered by, they saw that he is my son. All the Jadav, Akrur, Uddhav, Akrur, and all others, Ugrasen, what they saw? Oh, he is our master. He is our worshipper. So he became of 12 Bharatas, object of the 12 Bharatas. And these Jadwani, the wife of Jadav, 10 years, right? Oh, they told that, oh, we should give up this concept. Here is only seen and seen. Those who will hear and they will approve that Kalsi is doing well, all of them. We should give up this. And then they were telling that, oh, certainly, Braj is the highest place in the world. Where the gopis are. First, Braj is superior and so much glorious, only gopis are there. And what gopis? Always starting Krishna and seeing Krishna so beautiful God. Anyone cannot see like that. Here, Krishna is here and we are looking. But here, he is fighting, he is in anger. And surrounded by so many enemies here, like a
tiger
in a cage. And in Vrindavan,
freely
roaming and jumping here. So Krishna is like that, in Braja. And gopis are testing all deities, rose, roof, everything, four kinds of. We are unlucky. Krishna is not ordinary boy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's so much beautiful that Narayan, Dwarka, Devi, Saram and all. And they said, yes, yes. And what they do? And that I was telling that we should try to follow this. They are glorifying gopis. That Jadohane Mahanane Matanombale Pa Prankhan Khanarjudito Op Khanarjudito Kayam Kichainam Anurakta Bhiyo Ashtu Kanta Dhanya Brajat Priya. Oh, all the gopis are. When they do anything, they and then what they are doing?
Govinda Namo Dharmaya Devi, Govinda Namo Dharmaya Devi, Govinda Namo Dharmaya
Devi. All gopis houses, each houses, They are the very beautiful parrots. In the morning, they used to see this event. Oh, parrot, we used to do like that. In the morning, very morning, at about 4 in the morning, what they are? And what they are? Singing of them. And there are times her mother. Or at once she well and wake and telling, oh, sleep. Or oh, not sleeping. Go baby. Oh, some copies. For oh, there was no water in their house. They went well. How? Getting one jar, second, third, fourth. We are also 1, 2, 3, 4 in this hand so much being longer and wetted row and going row below. Some new gopi, he has been married and come this very day today. His
Mother-in-law
told that, oh, don't go. Krishna is coming with cowherd. Oh, what? And so many cows. Don't go and see. Otherwise, a snake will come.
Fight.
And you will be poisoned. You will never come in. You will not come with them. He told that, tell your
daughter.
Anyone is not finding in whole brother, and you are so wicked, woman, my
mother-in-law.
You should be here. I am going. If you will make me
check me.
If you will keep me far enough from your house, I will at once go out to my father's house. I will go. You cannot take me. Check your
phone.
I mean, you should be here. I am going.
Yes.
And he saw. Krishna was so pretty, he took any cough, tail of any, and the cough jumped and came very near to that book. And Krishna took his fruit and, oh, directly he
touched.
And took his, her heart and went to her. She was just standing. Then she came. And told that, oh, you are standing. I told you that snake will bite. Why you are standing? Come on. Oh, you should charge. She told that you should bring yoga from the room. She brought a vessel, a pot full with mustard seed, and he began to charge. But his mind was there. Krishna had taken only his belly was there. Then again his mother-in-law came, hey, what you are doing? You have taken poison so much in your... You should go to drink water. And she was in the morning going to take water, having so many pots. 1, 2, 3. And also, here 1, 2, 3. And row, and some bucket to pull water. And she went there on the well. And he gave his own son to her
to take.
That she will come in sin. He went on the bubble and kept the pot and kept the children, the child also. And he gave the robe in the neck of child, thinking that this is pot. When he was giving in the bubble, then all the gopis were there. Oh, some ghost has. इसको भूत लगा मैं तो भूत नहीं नंद का पूत लगा नंद का पूत में
ओह
ही हैज So, all emperors like this. Can you be like this? Try to. All this time. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hearing it. And I thought attract that person. All used to try to attract
Krishna.
He will come and hear. Try to please him, not to please yourself and not to anyone. Don't try to please anyone. What they can give? Can they give anything? And if you are weeping for Krishna, oh, like telling very pathetic tone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Very pathetic song.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
So now we will announce your new name. If we mention your name, please stand up, and then Sri Gurudev will mention your new name. First, Nirangyam. Now, please stand up.
First time name, very good. Nirangyam Prabhu ki
jai!
Then, Patri, please stand up.
Patri. Bhai Prati. No. Same name Patri. Patri was servant of Nanda Baba. And he used to think that Krishna is my son. Always playing in the lap of Patri. Always Patri serving Krishna. So very good name. Patri Prabhu ki.
Gita Govinda Prati.
Gita, Gita Govind is the name of a book which Jayadev Goswami compiled. So it is better that she should be Govinda Dasi. Govinda Dasi ki yes. Comments are being Govinda.
Alan, please stand up. Alan.
Oh, very good name. You are so lucky to have this name. Anuradha Devi Anuradha. Who is Anuradha? Name of Lalita is Anuradha. Oh, like same like Radha. So I am giving you Anuradha Devi. Where is Patri? Where? Oh. Same name, very good name. Patri Prabhu ki
yeah.
Brahmachari ki
yeah.
Now you are Brahmachari.
Julie is doing this.
Jayanti. Jayanti. Jayanti Devi ki
yeah.
Jayanti and one of the gopis, his name was Jayanti, serving Krishna. So Jayanti Devi ki I request to all devotees of this island.
One more.
Bhakta Darya, please tell
us Bhakta Darya. Okay. Is there any connection with
Rukkishore?
No, no. For three. Oh, you have to be very qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And always surrender. Very humble. I have given his name?
Dinabandhu.
Oh. Dinabandhu Prabhu ki jai. So who is Dinabandhu? Oh, here.
Jagannath Dev.
Black one. So you will be the servant of Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu Das Prabhu ki. My respect to all devotees. Have so much belief on also to your Gurudev. Try to honor high class of devotees. Don't criticize anyone. If one is very low kind of person. But even you don't criticize, otherwise all bad qualities will come in you. Always respect all the devotees according to their grace. You protect yourself and go down. According to context, always try to honor devotees. Superior. Don't criticize anyone. Especially try to give honor to the disciples of Swami. If they are qualified. And following their Gurudev. But if they have rejected their Gurudev, no condition. But don't criticize them also. try to help if they can come. Be very humble. I want that you should again organize Kirtan. Nagar
Sankirtan.
And this will be best of. Give your some energy to Krishna and Gurudev. That is the way, process. And all the process I told you in my classes for 6 days. Don't try to nakal karna.
Imitate
anyone. Try to be like devotees. Your hair should be like devotees. Your dress should be, garments should be like devotees. Or always be and following all the principles Bhakti Swamiji has written in his book. He has written not from his own mind. He has written from where? From Srimad Bhagavatam, from Vedas, Upanishads, everything. It is past your so you should try to follow all these things properly. Don't follow Dhenukasu. That does not. Charu, Kansh, Adhatu, Putana, Baka, you should follow. Gopi, Nandbaba, Yasoda, all the beloved Gopi, like man and all. Krishna is not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should think that he is your Gurudev. Mukunda Prasthatve Smarak. Always remind him like Guru. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, always chant and remember. You should like Guru. You should not think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and all the gopis are serving him like Guru. No. It's like a guru. Very idea. You should think that we are all in Gaur family. Who are accepting Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and chanting and remembering Krishna. They are all ISKCON. Real ISKCON they are. ISKCON is not a new thing. Only the bottle may be new. But nectar same nectar. Coming from Krishna, from Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, something. Bottle may be some new and colored, but not anything. So, Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, they were ISKCON. We are all ISKCON. All our gurus are ISKCON. We should follow all this. Then you are following your Guru. This was the mission of Swamiji. This is the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. This is the mission of Arupa and Sanatana Prabhupada. And this is the mission of Krishna. Don't be weak. Don't think that I have left this place or Swamiji has left this place. He is always, everywhere, in all utter. He can help you. Coming from Golopinda, don't doubt. Krishna is always everywhere. So don't see. And I will come in our next
year.
I will see that. All are going to all are.